That was Creedence Clearwater Revival, stumbling upon that one with Up and Around. And just ahead of that, Justin Bieber with Hold On. But you hold on tight and you stay tuned. Turn up that headset or turn up the volume on your car radio, because I have a conversation for you that you most certainly want to be a part of, especially if you are a pet owner, a pet lover. And let's get real. We live in a town where pets are the priority. You see people out and about with their pets every single day. But are we really doing our best in terms of pet nutrition? Joined in studio, I have Little Angel's pet nutritionist, Venusha V for short. You are welcome to call her V. And one of the most qualified opinions that I have come across in a long time. V, it is a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for joining me in studio today.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
So what I asked you as you walked in the door is how did you get involved with such a niche product, such a niche qualification, pet nutrition?
So with me and my background in microbiology and cellular biology, I needed to find an outlet or a solution to save my pets' lives. And this is how I stumbled into pet nutrition. Okay. And trying to get them to live healthier, happier lives for longer.
So your pets were actually sick?
Yes. They were all have autoimmune conditions. I have four cats. Mm-hmm. And their prognosis was not to live longer than a year, and every 2 weeks get cortisone injections, which obviously impacts organ damage like long term.
And this was 5 years ago?
Yes. They are now 6 and 7 years old and no medical treatment required.
And you were feeding normal shelf nutrition, pet food. I mean, yes. There's so many different brands, but how did you understand the problem? Do you work in food safety? What I know you're a microbiologist, so you really understand the science behind this, but how did you translate that into food and especially pet food?
So with me, it was understanding what goes on a shelf. I did work in human food production for 11 years at an international company, and I understood what went into a box product.
Okay.
So an ultra processed product. And that's exactly what was the light bulb for me, or the epiphany for me, when I realized that my pets needed a lot more natural nutrition, just like how we do.
Yeah.
Instead of always going for processed foods or the boxed foods in the supermarket, let's start shopping on the outside.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I did for my pets. And once I changed the diet, I saw a lot of benefits in them.
Because people these days are waking up to the importance of nutrition, eating a balanced diet. I mean, we're seeing autoimmune disease on a rampant rise, and we're so familiar with the word where it didn't even exist a few years ago. And from a food perspective for humans, like you said, you understand what goes into putting a product on the shelf, and it is ultra processed, isn't
it? It's not exactly what we'd see on the box of the product.
Yeah.
So it looks all healthy and natural and like vibrant colors, but inside is not exactly the same.
And that's exactly the same as what we're feeding our pets, but we haven't necessarily thought in that direction. So you went and you promote a raw diet. Am I correct?
So my ideal diet is a raw balanced diet. I'm not against a cooked diet or any type of fresh diet. But raw is the most bioavailable and the most natural source of nutrition for your pet.
And now if somebody is hearing this for the first time, raw, what is a raw diet for your pets?
So raw entails feeding them a species-appropriate diet. So your dogs and cats are carnivores of different degrees. Your dogs are facultative carnivores and your cats are obligate carnivores. And they are meant to consume raw meat in certain proportions. So it's not just a chicken fillet and let's call it a day, or some livers and that's it.
Okay.
It has to be the right amount of amino acids in the meal.
Okay.
Dogs can have some fruit and veggies as well as grains and seeds and nuts. Cats are a lot more strict in terms of their nutrition.
That's incredible. And you have cats. You are an absolute specialist in this space. And how easy is it to actually feed raw? And how have you found that introducing a product to the shelf, because as I know, you produce and supply direct to market as well. How easy is it to make this transition? Because, I mean, we're all about convenience. Obviously, it's so easy to just scoop up a handful of pellets and here's your food for the day. But, you know, what goes into feeding a raw diet and understanding what the pet's nutritional demands are?
So there's two prongs to this. So you could actually make the investment of knowledge and gain that knowledge. Mm. And that's a very steep learning curve.
Okay.
And you'd have to do it yourself and make the food yourself at home and ensure you're getting the right nutritional balance.
Okay.
The other option is getting a pre-made. So find a supplier that you relate to,
okay.
someone that you can actually trust and have confidence in, and then they'll supply the food that's balanced for you, and then the convenience is there. You just defrost and you feed. It's exactly the same, and it probably takes about 10 minutes longer than kibble.
Okay.
But that's the difference in there.
It's just a little bit of planning.
And just a little planning, exactly like your home diet. So if you want to go and get a fast food all the time, that's convenient. But does that convenience pay off long term in terms of your health?
And how much nutrition are you getting from the meal that is on your plate? Yeah. Now, you have a challenge that you have posed to the public, and that is Brighten the Bowl Challenge. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so while I do promote a raw diet, I do realize that there is a need for kibble. So kibble is going to be around forever, just like fast food. It's going to be around forever because there's a need for it and people always want it.
Okay.
So my whole ethos is basically to try and get people to freshen up that bowl.
Okay.
So let's start adding in some actual fresh nutrition, some fresh ingredients, and brighten it up.
Yeah.
So I got inspiration from the rainbow.
Okay.
I almost like Feed the Rainbow.
Which we need. Yes, which exactly. We need in this weather.
Similar to Feed the Rainbow concept for nutrition and kids and humans.
Okay.
So I want to do the same for dogs and a little bit for cats, because not cats can't have all the freshness that you want to give
all
in
those
terms
colors,
of veggies.
Really. Yeah.
Exactly. So the dogs can have a lot more fun.
Okay.
And I'm living through all my challenge acceptors because I can't do that for my pets. And that's basically it. So last week I started off with green.
Okay.
And it went a lot better than I expected. It was my first time doing a challenge.
Wow.
And I was really excited that people actually putting stuff in the bowl and learning about the concept. And I'm posting about how I would build a bowl with that color.
So you're actually providing that knowledge. Like you said, if you'd like to learn how to do this, it is an investment. And you are providing an opportunity to get involved with Brights in the Bowl.
Yeah, and there's free trips on Instagram and Facebook. I teach you exactly what you can add and the quantities and the reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these nutrients or these ingredients provide anti-carcinogenic benefits, antioxidants, they relieve itchy skin, they provide enough hydration, so you're preventing UTIs. And we don't know this. We're relying on the medical side when there's a holistic nutritional side that can actually have more benefit.
And here we are in a space where, you know, pets can't tell us how they're feeling. We see symptoms, we want to treat symptoms, but we aren't taking it a step further and treating the cause. And what you're saying is by upping the nutritional value of the food that you're feeding your pets every single day, you can actually be proactive with regards to disease.
Exactly. And that's also what I know my husband always says, it's bad business sense for me because I run a consulting service where I do consults and I do meal plans, and I can help you treat your pets nutritionally with their condition. 90% of my clients don't come back to me because this situation is resolved.
Of course.
So,
I was perplexed by that for a moment, but that is actually such a good point. You know, there is a saying with pharmaceuticals that every patient cured is a client lost.
Yeah.
And in this case, like you say, maybe it's for business practice, but you are actually getting down to the source and really, really helping solve a problem. And you also have a range that people can shop off the shelf. Am I correct?
Yes. So directly from us at our factory in Amshlali, we supply the raw food. We supply supplements as well, like veggie supplements. And then you can buy directly from us as well.
Fantastic. And that's Little Angels Pet Nutrition.
Yes.
And now if somebody wants to get involved, brighten up the bowl and really make this transition to raw, how can they get hold of you? Because I think there are so many listeners sitting on the edge of their seat right now and really grasping this concept that nutrition, it doesn't only extend to myself, but what I'm feeding my pets really matter too.
Yes, so they can get hold of me either on Instagram or Facebook.
Okay.
That's my main source of messages.
And that's Little Angels
Little
Pet Nutrition.
Little Angels Pet Nutrition. Little Angels is one word.
Okay.
Or either my website, it's littleangels.net.za.
And you can connect with Venusha. She is a wealth of knowledge and honestly such a passionate pet
Thank
lover.
You so much.
It's so refreshing to meet somebody like you because I really think that you are... You're solving a real problem and you're invested in your work, and I can see the passion bubbling through, and you're making an extreme difference. So well done to you, and congratulations on just figuring this out and extending the lifespan of your pets and helping people do that along the way too. You've said that you've helped how many pets now?
From as of today, 189.
189 and counting, and your pet could be next in line. Connect with at Little Angels Pet Nutrition. get in touch with Venusha and she will take you along this raw journey of excellent health for your little fur babies. Venusha, have an excellent day.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for coming and sharing this knowledge with us. Do shop these products. You can shop directly from the factory or get in touch and find out where your nearest retailer is. For now, we move back to the music, and that is at Little Angels Pet Nutrition for you. If you are just tuning in, a recording of this interview will be available for your listening pleasure on the Life and Style Radio app.